B-Pod Studios.
All right, who's ready to get it?
And he's drunk. Shocker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Been a tough day. Now let's get our stream on.
Wait, hold up. Isn't it against terms of service for us to be drunk on the stream?
Yeah, actually it is. Dude, don't risk your channel on this. How about we just go grab like something to eat?
Yeah. That's like a total better plan. Like, I'll come pick you up. Well, hold on. Why don't we just drive ourselves?
No.
Come on, man. If you're too buzzed to game, you're too buzzed to drive. Now let's go.
Head to Michigan.gov for more information on how drinking and driving can be a game over for your life.
You're listening to The Breakdown. For more esports and video game news, go to CheckpointXP.com.
In a move as big as the TikTok ban from June, India bans another 118 mobile apps, including PUBG, which is the number one title by downloads and revenue in the entire country. Plus, Ubisoft may have accidentally leaked that the PS5 won't be backwards compatible with the PS3, PS2, or PS1. And the Dallas Empire dropped Clayster after winning back-to-back championships ahead of the move back to 4v4 competitive COD. All that and more next on The Breakdown. Welcome back to another week of esports and video game news. My name's Weirdbeard, and we are always covering the latest in the world of bleeps and bloops. If you want to stay in the loop, you can always head over to our website at checkpointxp.com or jump on our Twitter at checkpointxp. Now, let's get right into the news. India bans PUBG Mobile in ongoing dispute with China. In a show of escalating force, India has banned 118 mobile apps from the entire country, following a massive ban that also took place back in June that claimed TikTok. India's government cited national security issues as the reason for the ban, and it follows rising tensions between both India and China over clashes at their borders. This is a strong blow to China, as all the apps were compliant and stored data correctly according to existing laws in India. PUBG Mobile was on that list, and while in the West we may not see that as massive, for the region it is absolutely stunning. PUBG Mobile is the largest title in both downloads and revenue for the entire country, with many esports stars making an entire career off that particular game alone, instead of its console and PC version. While PUBG is a Korean IP, the mobile version is developed and published by Tencent, long the boogeyman of Chinese game development, and the riot-backing force known in the US. Also among the list of those 118 banned mobile apps are anything to do with Tencent or NetEase, meaning Arena Valor, another popular Tencent mobile property, is Thanos snapped out of existence. This is only going to get worse, not only from a political standpoint of whether these border issues will be resolved without violence, but more so, it will stunt a fledgling esports scene from India and the surrounding areas. Many Indian teams are struggling to be able to find national legitimacy from their esports scenes and players, and they had finally found a strong foothold with the PUBG Mobile scene. Heck, it was so large that Dr. Disrespect streamed with a PUBG Mobile player to almost 400,000 people, and it wasn't because the two of them just wanted to talk about how much fun Fall Guys is. This is a developing story, and we will for sure be bringing you any updates as they happen, including the probable retaliation from China in the mobile app world. Ubisoft possibly leaks PS5 won't be backwards compatible with PS3, PS2, or PS1. Sony may be leading in the horse race when it comes to the next-gen console wars, but Sony has been fairly hush-hush when it comes to actual details when it comes to backwards compatibility. Yes, we know that PS4 games are going to get an upgrade so that you can play them on your PS5, but the biggest lingering question has been whether people who own games from older systems would be able to put that disc in and play on their new PS5. Well, it seems like Ubisoft may have accidentally let it slip that no, you won't be able to do that. An Ubisoft support page explained how its titles will transition from PS4 to PS5, as each publisher seems to be taking a different approach to cross-gen upgrades. The post mentions that PS4 players will be able to play games with PS5 players online, something that Sony themselves have been touting in recent presentations. Near the end, though, the page adds this note. Backwards compatibility will be available for supported PlayStation 4 titles, but will not be possible for PlayStation 3, PlayStation 2, or PlayStation games. The page is now updated to remove any mention of being able to play games older than PS4 ones, but nobody knows if that's because it was incorrect or, what I think is actually happening, that Sony just didn't want anybody to know that quite yet. As a comparison, Microsoft has already confirmed that the Xbox Series X will be backwards compatible with the majority of Xbox One games, as well as all the Xbox 360 and original Xbox games that are already compatible with their current generation consoles. more games are expected to be added to the backwards compatibility list once the Series X launches. Does the PS5 possibly not having greater backwards compatibility make you want to purchase a PS5 less? Let us know in the comments below, and we may read some of them on our national radio show. Dallas Empire dropped Clayster after winning back-to-back championships ahead of return to 4v4 COD. Esports can be a real whiplash sometimes. Literally days after winning the first ever Call of Duty League Championship, James Clayster Eubanks has been dropped by his team, the Dallas Empire. This is all in preparation for the move towards 4v4 competitive Call of Duty once the newest Black Ops Cold War releases. The CDL announced the move back to 4v4 just a single day after the championships completed, where the world saw Dallas dominate Atlanta FaZe 5-1 in the finals. The issue is that in COD, there is no bench and no backup players. Some CSGO teams are able to have 6 or even 7 people on a team because they allow for subs and backups, but not so in CDL. The biggest issue with this entire situation is entirely how it went down, though. Clayster is a veteran player, one who will have no problem being picked up by another team moving forward. The free agent pool in Call of Duty is currently at an all-time high with strong players who are going to fill out plenty of new teams. But Clayster had the information of his removal from the Dallas Empire leaked to the media ahead of his own announcement, forcing him to have to contend with not only a pretty emotional issue to begin with, but also dealing with the increased anxiety and pressure from the public that found out his news on anything but his own terms.
Call of Duty as a packaged viewer experience and playing experience is better in 4v4. And so I think like for the overall health of the game, it's good, but I think the timing is a little off. It should have been done coming into the year, this year for franchising, when all the teams were being assembled and all the players were being bought and traded and all that. Basically, it was free agency for everybody. So nobody on this team deserves to be dropped.
In the future, let's normalize letting players make announcements on their own about big changes, instead of attempting to be the first to get a leak from an industry insider. That's it for the news today. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. We are always posting brand new content here on our YouTube channel. But did you know that Checkpoint XP is the only syndicated radio show in over 70 cities across the US and Canada that talks exclusively esports and video games? If you go to our website at checkpointxp.com, you can see where we're airing and if we're in a city near you. My name's Weirdbeard, and I am ready to hand over all of my extra money to NVIDIA after their new announcements.
Hey, this is Norris Howard, host of Checkpoint AFK, where gamers and nerds come together and talk about everything away from the keyboard. Make sure you check us out, Checkpoint AFK, at BPod Studios, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.